17. Coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WNIL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Russian foreign minister today is suggesting expelling 35 U.S. diplomats and closing two facilities in Moscow in response to the U.S. sanctions announced yesterday by President Obama. Now, we're still waiting, however, for official Russian moves today.
We haven't got any yet, but the Kremlin says there are going to be reciprocal measures. That, of course, indicates that Russian, that U.S. diplomats based in Russia could also face expulsion as well. The one caveat I put on that is that Russia the Kremlin knows very well, that in 3 weeks from now or less, Donald Trump is going to be taking over in the White House. He's got a very different attitude, it seems, towards Russia, much more sympathetic to the Russian point of view. And so that may restrain them somewhat.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. President-elect Donald Trump is said to be crafting a short but impactful inaugural address. That, according to his senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway.
He certainly is aware of everyone's inaugural addresses, and different times call for, and different men call for different inaugural addresses. But this one will be very much Donald J. Trump's inaugural address. In his own words, he's consulting with us, Stephen Miller, his brilliant speechwriter and policy chief, has the largest hand in this right now.
Mr. Trump reportedly spent part of his day yesterday at Mar-a-Lago working on his inaugural speech. He was never a fan of Donald Trump, but like it or not, Mr. Trump's victory will impact Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remaining time in office.
For Hogan, governor of a blue state, a state that went overwhelmingly for Clinton, having Trump in the presidency is not a good thing. Politically.
Political scientist Todd Eberle says if there's backlash against Trump and Republicans in 2018, it could be more difficult for Hogan to get reelected if he runs to keep his seat. Also,
for at least the next 2 years, you're going to see Democrats in Maryland refer to everything as the Trump-Hogan plan, the Trump-Hogan agenda.
Which Eberle says is bad for a Republican in a blue state. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia state lawmaker wants the General Assembly to declare pornography to be a public health hazard, in much the same way the Surgeon General back in 1964 linked tobacco to various diseases. Republican Delegate Bob Marshall's resolution would state that porn leads to various social problems that the state should address. His resolution leaves unclear, however, exactly what the state should do. A winter storm is hammering the Northeast.
Parts of New York, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Vermont are reporting more than a half foot of snow, and thunder snow is being reported around the region as well. Some areas could see blizzard conditions, with winds gusting to over 30 miles an hour. Forecasters are watching another storm that could hit the region Monday into Tuesday.
Correspondent Bill Michaels. It's now confirmed the Taiwanese president will be making what could be a controversial visit to the U.S. in just a few days.
Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen will leave January 7th and will travel through Houston and San Francisco during a January visit to Latin American allies Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador. It's a move certain to anger China, which just a day earlier urged American officials to block any U.S. stopover. Taiwanese officials have not commented when asked if Tsai would meet members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's team during the visit. Earlier this month, Trump irritated China when he spoke to Tsai, breaking with decades of precedent and cast doubt on his incoming administration's commitment to Beijing's One China policy. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,820, the NASDAQ at 54,32. Sports: the Caps lose to New Jersey in a shootout. At the Belk Bowl, Virginia Tech rallies from 24 points down to stun Arkansas. Other bowl game winners, Oklahoma State and South Florida. Women's college basketball, UConn runs its winning streak to 87 with a win over Maryland. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Get ready for the new year at Riccardi Clothier in Georgetown or at RiccardiClothier.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An overall light volume, but Maryland, we have two problems, and I'm looking at delays as a result. 270. Let's start heading south and in toward Gaithersburg. It's a crash southbound on 270 after 124, but before you get to Florida, 117 West Diamond Avenue. So again, 270 southbound Gaithersburg for the crash south of 124. Stay the right to get by. Car fire activity and slow to get by this activity on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound before the exit for I-195. That's the exit for BWI Airport. So southbound side, slow. Northbound, not a worry at all. So you're delay-free heading northbound up to the exit for the airport. George Washington Parkway, good. Virginia, it's been quiet. 66, 95, 395. Heading into town on the southeast-southwest freeway. Its direction, good. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder day today. Flurry snow showers, especially west out into the mountains where there are advisories and warnings. So if you are traveling, there will be accumulating snow well to the west of us. Cloud, sunshine, windy and cold today, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Gainesville, 34 in Greenbelt, 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Grandpa goes viral after a denture mishap while playing the popular game Speak Out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Leon Aron. He is an expert on Russia, and we'll get his take on the sanctions announced yesterday and what he expects the Russian government to do in retaliation. 7:35, Christian Toto, entertainment journalist on 2016, the year that was. And at 8:05, Trevor Maddich, big Redskins game against the Giants this weekend. It's do or die. Basically, the playoffs begin right now for the Redskins. If they win, they're in. If they lose, they're done. That's all coming up today. I'm Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson on vacation. And this is the final Mornings on the Mall broadcast of 2016. And as is tradition, we're going to spend time this morning looking back on 2016, the year that was, and also making some predictions and resolutions for 2017. And in that vein, I think I'd like to start with the prediction business. I want to hear from you what you think 2017 has in store for our nation. What will it have in store for our government? What do you think 2017 will look like for your family? What are you hoping for in this next year that you didn't get last year out of all those things, out of your government, out of your military, out of your national security, out of your new president? 888-630-9625. It's time to make predictions. What do you think's going to happen? Now, this is not what you're resolving to do to change your life going forward. That's easy to do. And yes, I know you want to go on a diet, and I hope you do. And I know you want to start exercising, and yes, you can just start by doing some deep knee bends. Think about that. You sit at your desk all day long. If you just stood up every hour and did 15 deep knee bends, that would make a huge difference in your life. See, it's easy. I handled it for you right there. So let's set aside the resolutions for a moment. We've got time for that. I want to know what you think is going to happen. Let's make predictions. Let's get out the crystal ball. Let's put on the turban. Let's do the whole Karnak thing. And you tell me what you think 2017 has in store for us. 888-630-9625. Now, while we're doing this, I think it's important to focus on some of the great predictions that were made by the media and by celebrities and by politicians last year. Let's start with Barack Obama.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Yeah. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
Yes. That was a great prediction, wasn't it? And he was so confident about it. He wasn't the only one, though. Let's swing over to the other side of the aisle. Republican Lindsey Graham. He's still a Republican? Is he? Lindsey Graham? Senator, South Carolina? No, I think he's still a Republican. Yeah, sure he is. Lindsey Graham said,
"We can lose in 2016, and we probably will."
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, we're probably going to lose. He would know. Did anybody vote for Lindsey Graham? You know Lindsey Graham ran for president. Did you know that? So these are some of the great predictions that we had last year. So I want you to do better than these guys. I think you can do better. I think you've got some good predictions under your hat for next year. How about this? Do you predict the Redskins will go more than one game into the playoffs? Will the Redskins make it past the first round of the playoffs? I think they will. I'm calling my shot right now. Look for the Redskins to not only win this weekend, but also win in the first round of the playoffs, and things could get interesting. 888-630-9625. Make your predictions for 2017. Here's another great prediction that we heard last year.
The clock is ticking. Trump's map is shrinking. No candidate has ever come back from this far behind.
Well, can someone explain that to me? I know we're trying to make predictions, but I'm still obsessed with some of the things that happened in 2016. And one of the things that I can't stop thinking about was how the media covers presidential elections, how the media covers politics. And by the way, listen, I'm in the media. I'm not of the media, to coin a biblical phrase, but I am in the media, and I try my best not to slip into these patterns as well. And it's hard to, I will tell you. But the one pet peeve that I've got that just consumed the media this year was reporting on it as if it were a sporting event, and the scoreboard was the polls. The polls were the actual scoreboard, and here you've got, you know, people covering the political scene and the presidential election as if they were calling a football game. And so listen again to what George Stephanopoulos had to say.
The clock is ticking. Trump's map is shrinking. No candidate has ever come back from this far behind.
No candidate has ever come back from this far behind. Behind what? Not one vote had been cast yet, or certainly hadn't been tallied yet. When George Stephanopoulos made that statement, he had no idea how many votes Donald Trump had already gotten and how many votes Hillary Clinton had already gotten. So when you heard Donald Trump is way behind Hillary Clinton, it made it sound like he was already losing the election when, in fact, not one vote had been cast or counted. When the media says Donald Trump is far behind, they're saying that according to today's public opinion poll and the way it is being interpreted by the experts who were paid to interpret political opinion polls, the majority of people polled right now, as of today, say that if they had to vote today, they would vote for Hillary Clinton. But it's a lot easier to say Donald Trump is behind. He wasn't behind anything. But I have a prediction for you. The media will not change one damn thing about the way they cover politics. I predict that in 2017, since we're in the prediction game here, I'm asking for your predictions. Here's one of my predictions. Next year, probably by June, we will start seeing presidential polls for the 2020 election. We will start hearing who is in the lead for the Democrats' nomination. Who was in the lead? You know, like Jeb Bush was in the lead 2 years ago for the Republican nomination. They're not going to change anything because this is what they do. And it's a way for them to push their message by making it sound like they're giving you facts.
The clock is ticking. Trump's map is shrinking. No candidate has ever come back from this far behind.
There is not one fact in that statement from the anchor of a major
Network's television program, morning television program, George Stephanopoulos. Isn't he senior editor or something there? But there's not one fact in that statement, but that was the narrative of the entire year. And that's why we had, you know, august, brilliant analysts like George Clooney making their predictions.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen.
All right, so their predictions were all wrong in 2016, so now it's time to correct the record. What are your predictions for 2017? I've thrown a few out there, but it's your turn next. 888-630-9625. It is 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, I predict Jamie Whitten is going to give us a pretty clean bill of health right now for the highways. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's predict that the new year will have no traffic yet, right?
Oh, right.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that's pretty much what we have around the region, which is no surprise on this holiday week. We're in great shape around the Beltway, coming in from the west, Virginia 95 and 395. However, Maryland, we have two problems. Crash on 270, so it is giving us some slowdown. So if you're coming out of the Frederick area, up ahead in Gaithersburg is where we have the crash, southbound 270, just past 124. So we have a little bit of volume there. Taking 355 as an alternate, cost you a little time to get over there, but I'd probably would stick with 270. But the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's where we have another slowdown, but improving. Car fire has been extinguished. Looks like they've reopened all lanes, but you can still see the activity. Southbound side, BW Parkway, right near the exit for I-195. That's the exit for BWI Airport. Northbound, no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today, but it's going to get colder. In fact, it'll be blustery with the winds picking up. Today's high will be 43 degrees, and for those of you west of Washington, D.C., you might see some flurries coming in as a storm is brewing out there in the Midwest. Tonight, clear skies, low of 29. Here's your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day weekend forecast. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, partly cloudy skies in the morning hours, and then overcast in the afternoon and overnight. Tomorrow's high is 47 degrees, and then Sunday, sunny skies, highs in the low 50s. Right now, 37 degrees at 617.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
If the likely event happens and Trump wins, you will see a market crash of historic proportions.
Steve Rattner. Boy, that's a twofer, isn't it? That's he was wrong on both counts. Let's do the diagram the sentence there. Let's parse this baby down.
If the unlikely event happens and Trump wins.
The unlikely event happens. So already he's leading with he's not gonna win. I mean, it's not. We all know that. Everyone in this town knows so much. There's just so much that's just a given. Conventional wisdom, you know, they stipulate all of these things. We know that Trump's not going to win. But let's, for the sake of argument, discuss it. All right, let's, in some fantasy world where Donald Trump wins the election, what will happen?
You will see a market crash of historic proportions.
Oh, well, it's been historic on the market, but it's certainly not been a crash. They're so good, but here's another prediction for you. Steve Rattner, that brilliant, brilliant man that you just heard with such definitive zeal tell you that, number one, Trump's not going to win, but if he did, the Wall Street, the market will crash. That guy, he'll be on as an expert again. He'll give you predictions. He'll tell you exactly what's going to happen with President Donald Trump or with the market or whatever on a day-to-day basis because, you know, this is what they do. They're lazy. They're lazy. John in Leesburg, you're first up on WMAL. You got predictions for 2017?
Yes, indeed, Larry. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, my prediction is that our former President Obama is just going to linger and stir the stink for our new president and just continue on his community organizing tour. I think he's going to have no class and sit back and let the next administration do their thing. I don't think we've seen the last of him, and unfortunately it's going to be a major problem in the future.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a pretty safe prediction there, John. I don't think Barack Obama is going anywhere, and I think that he will not follow the lead of past presidents and the past precedent of past presidents, and sort of keep his mouth shut and let the new administration go. And he's already doing it. Let's face it. In the last 7 days, we have seen probably the boldest foreign policy moves by this administration in the entire 8 years preceding it. Between the sanctions against Russia today, yesterday, and the move abstaining at the UN against Israel last week, I disagree with much of what he's done, but you can't deny that these are bold, major steps that this president and this Secretary of State have taken to move our nation in the international community down a certain path, and he waited 7 years and 11 months to do it as a lame duck president with an incoming administration. There's no way he would have done this if Hillary Clinton were coming in. He's doing this to box in the new administration. And you're right, he's not going anywhere. He'll continue to do whatever he can to undermine his successor. Fred in Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. You got a prediction for 2017?
Yeah, Larry, I'm afraid the left is going to go loony on it. I think it's going to get really, they're going to do all kinds of stuff to disrupt this presidency that's coming in. Not a pleasant prediction, but I'm just afraid the left is going to go loony.
Yeah, I mean, more so than they already are.
Yes, absolutely.
You think we're talking like Occupy Wall Street stuff? And we just heard yesterday that they're trying to form their own version of the Tea Party led by Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem because they don't have any morals, so they're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. All right, Fred, thank you for that. Hey, you're probably right. Although, honestly, let's be fair. Fred's prediction was the left is going to be loony next year. I mean, you could make that prediction in a pretty safe way for the last couple of decades. And you'd be right. And Fred, I think that you're right this time as well. It's 6:22 on WMAO.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in two free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more.
Hey,
you
Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers
just text
have to
the
say
word
PTA
investor
tonight?
To 79-79-79. That's
Jamie's
investor
math
to 79-79-79. Text investor to 79-79-79.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to
message
say at PTA
and data
tonight?
Rates may apply.
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind was always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
Attention, Oriental Rug Lovers. Pooshan World of Rugs' remaining inventory of fine hand-knotted rugs will be auctioned on Sunday, January 1st at 3 p.m. and on Monday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. No reserve on many pieces. Preview daily from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. and 2 hours prior to auction. Free hors d'oeuvres and drinks served during the auction. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane in North Bethesda. Call 301-770-RUGS. That's 301-770-7847.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here come the cars on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway without any troubles. No delays now. Southbound BW Parkway before the exit for BWI. That's where we had the car fire. Everything's been taken care of. Lanes reopened. Delays gone. We love the light volume. 270 still have a little bit of the stop and go, though, in Gaithersburg. So a heads up if you're coming southbound out of Germantown. Up ahead, you'll hit the delays south of 118 before you get to 124 Montgomery Village Avenue with the crash they were trying to confined to the shoulder, but it looked like they're still blocking one lane there. Beyond into Rockville and down to the spur without any troubles. No troubles into town if you're heading in the Key Bridge area, Georgetown, Southeast Southwest Freeway, K Street, all looking quiet. Love it. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You have to go well west to get into the cold air and the snow showers. I think snow showers and flurries may try to sneak in here, especially some western suburbs. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, there won't be any accumulating snow. A gusty wind, though, and cold today, 43. Tonight, clear, colder, 29. New Year's Eve, increasing clouds, 47. We should be dry for New Year's Eve night at midnight, then sunshine on New Year's Day, low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL. We are taking your predictions for 2017, wondering if you can do any better than some of the predictions that we saw last year. You know, like, well, George Clooney.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen.
Oh, sure, it's a low bar. You can do better than that, though. Ed in Gaithersburg, you're on WMAL. What's your prediction? What's 2017 going to look
like? Good morning. I'm going to go way out on a limb. I know you guys are going to let me have it, but I got to work up last night listening to the news. Predict that Trump's going to go over there, kick ISIS's butt, keep all the oil fields, share it with Russia, choking off Iran, and maybe it'll spread out even further than that. What do you think?
Well, listen, I think that it's possible, but it's only possible if we have a significant presence there after we kick ISIS's butt so that we can keep the area secure. Do you think that he's got the political will and the support to be able to do that?
Yes. Well, the support issue is a little bit, I don't know, but I yeah. think he has the will and the drive, and that's I like the way he thinks. I have 100%. I'm tired. You guys are right. These guys just don't know when to shut up. They'll be back in two more weeks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All of those people will be back on television, and they'll be treated like experts, and they won't be challenged. You're right. And, Ed, listen, I hope you're right. I want to see significant change in the Middle East as well. And I'll tell you this, though. I am pretty impressed with the team he's put together that would execute a plan like that. So there's that. Real fast, Sharon in Hyattsville, prediction for 2017, Sharon?
My prediction is if Trump falls for the ISIS sympathizer and chiefs a trap and go against Russia, and because he wants ISIS to, he don't want ISIS defeated. Trump is going to live to regret it. And I pray that he don't fall for that trap that Obama is trying to set for him to, investigate Russia, yeah. take FBI, the so-called honest FBI and CIA's word. That Russia hacked into the election when there's absolutely no proof.
Thanks, Sharon. We'll leave it there. But you make a really good point. If I can just wrap it up real fast, the Democrats who are standing up and saying, "Look, of course Russia hacked this for Trump because the CIA told us and the FBI told us 3 weeks ago." They were saying the FBI was needed to be completely shut down because of their treatment of Hillary Clinton, and 8 years ago they said the CIA was the most inept organization in town because of the Iraq weapons of mass destruction intelligence. So, but now. CIA and FBI, they're flawless. It's 628.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief. Coming up on WMAL, what to do with millennials not going out on dinner dates. There's a new study that shows millennials have basically killed the dinner date in America. Is that the case? And why? And you millennials, I want to hear from you. If you don't go out on dinner dates, well, what are you doing? I'd really like to know. Coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, Russia is now responding to the sanctions announced yesterday by President Obama.
31 U.S. diplomats based at the embassy, the U.S. embassy here in Moscow, are going to be expelled. That's a recommendation, at least, to the Kremlin. And another four diplomats at the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, in a city in Russia, that are also going to be expelled as well. That comes after the 31 Russian diplomats in Washington and four diplomats at the Russian consulate in San Francisco were expelled by the Obama administration.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. And while a top Trump aide calls the Obama sanctions toothless, others like what they see.
The stiff sanctions drawing bipartisan praise.
We cannot allow a foreign power to impact our elections.
We're the United States of America, and you will not mess around with our election system.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan calling the sanctions overdue, as Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham vow to hit Russia harder, calling for even stronger sanctions.
Correspondent Evan Perez. A Northern Virginia state lawmaker wants pornography to be declared a public health hazard. Prince William delegate Bob Marshall has proposed a resolution for the General Assembly to consider in its upcoming session that would declare that porn leads to all kinds of social problems. Marshall's bill will authorize the legislature to do something about it. It's not clear, though, what. There could be a raise coming in the next year for contract workers at Reagan National and Dulles Airports. Members of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority Board reportedly are considering supporting some type of wage increase, according to sources quoted by the Washington Post. Many workers complain they're living on as little as $6 an hour now. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,820, the Nasdaq at 54,32. Sports, it's another loss for the slumping Caps as they lose to New Jersey. College football, Virginia Tech stuns Arkansas with an historic comeback victory in the Belk Bowl. Women's college basketball, Maryland takes its first loss of the season, falling to number one UConn. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the end of one year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have six offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 coming out of the Frederick area up at speed through Urbana and Hyattstown to Clarksburg. I don't want you to get caught off guard. We do have a little bit of volume here south of Germantown into Gaithersburg because of the crash cleanup. Southbound 270, south of 124. Looks like they still have the left lane blocked. I'd stick with it. Watch for if tow trucks are on the scene there. South again on 270, south of 124. Once you get beyond that, wide open into Rockville and onto the spur, either direction, if you're heading onto the Beltway into Bethesda or the spur heading into Virginia, crossing the Legion Bridge, good. We're quiet without any delays over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Nice light volume throughout the region. Crossing bridges into town over the Anacostia crossings. 14th Street Bridge into town looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should escape most of the snow showers. They'll stay off to the west out of the mountains, but we may sneak some flurry snow showers into town as we head on through today. Other than that, cloud sunshine, 43 with gusty winds and accumulating snow in the mountains. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Leesburg, 38 in Silver Spring, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Leon Aron. He is an expert on Russia. We'll get his take on the sanctions announced by the Obama administration. 7:35, Christian Toto, entertainment journalist. A look back at 2016 and what's in store for 2017. The Oscar race, all that stuff. 8:05, Trevor Maddich is going to give us a rundown on this weekend's critical game against the New York Giants. I am Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson is on vacation. We've all had first dates, and most of us, for our first date, we went out to dinner, right? I mean, that's just what you do. You have a first date, you just met somebody, maybe you got set up by a friend or a relative or your mom.
You should really take Jane out. She's such a sweet girl. Take her to dinner. You love her.
What is this? Suddenly I have, what is this, my mother from the Bronx? But that's what happens, and what do? You take her out to dinner. And yeah, it can be awkward, and it can be awful, and it can be devastating, but it can also be wonderful. And you get to know somebody over the course of, maybe a salad or a steak. And then you can decide at the end whether you're going to go on another date or not. And, you know, that's always the dance afterwards, right? Is there going to be a kiss? Is there isn't? Is there going to be a, hey, let's do this again kind of thing. And then if you want to go out on a date again, but she doesn't, then what do you do? And is that a... But that's all part of life. And that's what makes it cool. But apparently, that's all going by the wayside. According to a story in CBS Market Watch, the dinner date is basically slowing a very
quick and expedient death. In recent years, somewhere between the Tinder swipes and OkCupid matches, CBS MarketWatch says, the dinner date has fallen by the wayside. As online dating surges in popularity, few millennials have the time, money, or desire to sit with a stranger over a long meal. Only 7 in 10,000 messages in a recent OkCupid survey suggested grabbing dinner. Think about that for a minute. 10,000 messages sent on this online dating site, OkCupid. Only 7 of those 10,000 messages had the phrase, let's get dinner, let's go out to dinner, let's grab some dinner. That's ridiculous. Is this true? Millennials, are you no longer going out on dinner dates? When you have a first date, what are you doing exactly? I mean, I don't want the gory details. Don't give me a whole blow-by-blow definition of what happens there. But do you go for coffee? Do you go for cocktails? Do you just meet and go for a walk in the park? Or, I don't know. If you don't go to dinner, what kind of date are you having? 888-630-9625. Millennials, give us a call. Explain why you don't go on dinner dates anymore. 888-630-WMAL. And by the way, you Gen Xers and Boomers, if you would like to instruct our young friends about why a dinner date is a fantastic way to get to know somebody, do so, please. Explain what they're missing by forgoing the dinner date. 888-630-WMAL. I'll give you one thing. By the way, Victoria, who is producing Mornings on the Mall this morning, she is, in fact, are you technically a millennial, Victoria, or a little, she's a young millennial, let's just say. She's on a lower end of the millennial spectrum. She just went on a dinner date last night. See, so there's one. She's an outlier. Does mom and dad know that you went on a date last night, by the way? I don't want to. You got to always tell your mom and dad if you're going out on a date and let them know. And that's the cool thing about cell phones now. You can track your child. You're being tracked. You know that, right, Victoria? Okay, good. I know I track my children if they go out on dates. And so there's an outlier there. And I haven't discussed this with her, but I will discuss it with you. So by extension, she will get this lesson. There is one great, great, great lesson to be learned when you go out on a dinner date. And a lot of people say, oh, well, I like to go on a dinner date so I can have a conversation, so I can see what kind of food this potential mate likes to eat and likes to order to see if we're compatible. You know, I'm vegan, so if they like ribeye, that's a problem. You know, things like that. No. All that is wrong. Just so you know, everything that happens at the dinner date, for the most part, is all pretend. This is your potential date there is doing everything they can to impress you, all right? From what they order, how much they order, how expensive it is. You know, if you're on a first date with a woman and they just have a salad, you know, or something very lean, trust me, when she goes home, she orders Domino's. This is the truth. They're trying to display to you that they're a light eater and they try to stay fit and they do, you know, no, trust me, they have a pizza when they get home. No, this is what I always got from my dinner dates when I was back in the dating world, and this is what I would always observe. Watch how your date treats the waiter or the waitress. Watch how your date treats the busboy. Watch how your date treats the bartender or the hostess or the manager. Watch how they treat everyone else in that restaurant, the people who were there to serve you and the people who were working. That tells you everything you need to know about that person. They're going to treat you beautifully. They're going to be amazing to you. They're going to be wonderful to you. But the way they treat the waiter tells you everything you need to know about what kind of person this really is. That's what I would always glean from my dates. Brian in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Why aren't millennials going out on dinner dates?
Yeah, I was really interested in this, and it's fairly obvious to me as a Gen Xer. We actually talk to folks. Too often, if your head's down and texting, looking on your social apps, you don't have time for conversation, and it's pretty hard to do that. Put the phone down, say hi to somebody, sit down for a cup of coffee or a nice salad, a nice steak. Actually, have a conversation. It'll be amazing. You'll enjoy each other.
But do they know how to, Brian? If they only speak to each other in, you know, three sentences with an emoji via text message or Instagram,
great point. I can't have a conversation in 140 characters or less.
All right, Brian. Well, that at least they have something in common with our commander in chief, our next commander in chief. All right, more of your calls in a moment. You're starting to jump in here. Mike, stay on the line. Millennials not going on dinner dates anymore. Why? And by the way, is that maybe a good thing? 888-630-WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Averitt Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Averitt is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Averitt a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.averittcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fantastic, Mr. Larry. We look good. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, we had the car fire. It's been extinguished, taken care of. If you heard me talk about it, southbound near the exit for BWI, you can now use the Baltimore, Washington Parkway in that area without delay in either direction. Love it. Now for 270, recovering the crash to the shoulder. We had a little bit of volume in Gaithersburg. The accident southbound 270, south of 124, out of the travel lanes. And like that, with the light volume, we're just about done. Another car fire. Yep, 270 is in the northbound direction as you head up toward Urbana. So just be prepared if you're heading north of 109. Have a little bit of delay before you get to Route 80. Virginia, we've been quiet in the district. Not too much to tell you about at all. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You'll have to go well west to get into the cold air and the snow showers. I think snow showers and flurries may try to sneak in here, especially some western suburbs. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, there won't be any accumulating snow. A gusty wind, though, and cold today, 43. Tonight, clear, colder, 29. New Year's Eve, increasing clouds, 47. We should be dry for New Year's Eve night at midnight, then sunshine on New Year's Day, low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees at 6:46.
As we close out the year, we'll talk about scriptures that apply to the cancer journey. Join Reverend Percy McCray for health, hope, and inspiration.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on WMAL.
Is there anything better than that first date? You know, the butterflies you feel, the excitement of meeting a new person, the attraction that you're going to have with that person. You know, you've never laid eyes on this woman or man before in your life, and here you get to spend the next 2 hours in candlelight staring across at them, eating good food and having great conversation. That's what a first date's all about. You got those, you know, you're thinking, will we hold hands? Can I reach across and hold her hand? Or will I get a kiss after the date? And where is this headed? It's all about new possibilities. You know, that's what we do here at the end of the year. We're thinking about all these new possibilities in the new year. Is there anything more wonderful about the blazing the trail of a new relationship in a dinner date, that first date? But no, not for millennials. Apparently, the dinner date is going the way of the dodo bird. In theory, I like the dinner date, but nearly every time I've gone on one as a first date, I feel like I'm trapped with somebody who got stale after the first 15 minutes, says Christine Waller. For beginning dates, I prefer a cocktail someplace nice with the option of it turning into dinner if we're feeling it. That's according to CBS Market Watch. So what's the deal? Why is that happening? Mike in New Windsor, you're on WMAL. What's with millennials and these dinner dates?
Well, I'm not a millennial, but I'm raising one. And I can tell you that the first thing my daughter does when somebody asks her out, she goes on Facebook to find an image of them somewhere to see what they're about. And then the next thing she does is she goes to the district case search website to see if there's anything on them there.
Jeez.
And then they talk nonstop or text for the next 3 days. So by the time they go to do anything, they already know everything.
They got nothing to find out. They're so connected. That makes sense, Mike, I suppose. Well, listen, I think it's sad, and I think there's nothing better than that human contact and the first date and all the things that I just laid out there. By the way, if you're going for a first date or any date here in the District of Columbia, you might want to think twice before going to a restaurant in Adams Morgan called Mama Ayesha's. Now, Mama Ayesha's has a mural. It's a famous mural there in Adams Morgan. It's been up for quite some time, and it shows the founder of the restaurant, the aforementioned Mama Ayesha Abraham, standing arm in arm with 11 past presidents there in front of the White House, from Eisenhower all the way up through Obama. Yeah, Nixon's even in there. She's standing there right between Carter and Reagan. Little Mama Ayesha sandwich there between Carter and Reagan, between 39 and 40. She has announced that she will not include Donald Trump in the mural. According to Amir Abu El Hawa, a member of the family that owns the restaurant, he told the Washingtonian, "Our official position is that it is not in the budget to add Donald Trump to the mural. Not in the budget." You'd think things would be good under this great Obama economy, that a restaurant in Adams Morgan would have plenty of money. Maybe it's the new minimum wage increase that was forced on them. It's $6.50 on WMAL.
You know, back when you bought your current home, chances are it was the biggest purchase you had ever made. And now that you've made the decision to sell, take my advice and call Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar for your home. You see, any local agent can hold an open house. But Frank already has the buyers lined up, and his aggressive marketing system gets homes sold faster and for an average of 8% more than other local agents. Greg was retiring and needed to sell his $1 million home in Old Town Alexandria. Frank marketed to his list of qualified buyers, and it sold within 3 weeks for full asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
6:53, time to check out what's going to happen on this final day of trading in 2016. It's the CNBC Business Report.
And I'm Stephanie Shelton, and probably not a great deal is going to happen today. There's not a lot of action on this last year of the trading year right now, but futures do suggest a positive open on Wall Street. Crude oil prices are up. And a founder of Run DMC, who now owns the group's brand company, is suing Amazon, Walmart, and Jet.com, charging them with selling clothing and accessories branded with the rap group's name without permission. The suit seeks at least $50 million in damages. Twitter may be considering adding an edit button, like there is on Facebook, so you can reconsider your posts. CEO Jack Dorsey, on his own Twitter account yesterday, asked users what the company can do to improve Twitter and was flooded with requests for an editability. Among stocks to watch when the market opens, Lockheed Martin, winning a $450 million contract from the Pentagon, and Apple, now reportedly actually planning to start making iPhones for the Indian market in Bangalore. Apple sold 2.5 million iPhones in India in the past year. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're in great shape around the region. Beltway 66, 95, 395. One area that we do have some delays is going to be 270. Southbound, you're fine. Out of Frederick and down to the Beltway, crash in Gaithersburg cleared and no longer any southbound delays. It's northbound. Crews are dealing with a vehicle fire north of 109 before you get to Route 80 Urbana. So in that stretch before Urbana, watch for some of that stop and go. They were stopping traffic to take care, again, of the vehicle fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
West to get into the cold air and the snow showers. I think snow showers and flurries may try to sneak in here, especially some western suburbs. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, there won't be any accumulating snow. A gusty wind, though, and cold today, 43. Tonight, clear, colder, 29. New Year's Eve, increasing clouds, 47. We should be dry for New Year's Eve night at midnight, then sunshine on New Year's Day, low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we are looking at 37 degrees in your nation's capital at 6:56.
Are you worried about your retirement number? That elusive nagging number that's so important to your future? It's how much you'll need for retirement. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tune in and we'll discuss the markets and give you sound investing strategies to help you move closer to your retirement number.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Officer Mutt joins the police department near you. Over 900,000 dogs are euthanized in shelters in the United States every year. A dog trainer in Texas is trying to do something about it. He welcomes these dogs with open arms. He then trains these unwanted pets to do police work. Most trained dogs and canine units come from European trainers and purebred breeds. The cost to police forces can run into the tens of thousands of dollars. Universal Canine performs the same training, but on the rescue dogs from shelters. They are training these unwanted pets and mixed breeds in scent tracking, drug sniffing, and explosive detection, and they graduate them to police canine units. They're providing the training, but charging nothing for the future four-legged police recruits themselves, and they employ military veterans to do the training. That's a win for our four-legged furry police recruits and our veterans. Oh, and those two-legged cops, too. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Turn down that radio!
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the three sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-397-9550. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-397-9550. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-397-9550.
Coming up on WMAL, Christian Toto, entertainment journalist, will give us a look back on 2016 and predictions for the next year. Plus, we'll check in with Leon Aron. He is an expert on Russia. We'll get his take on these sanctions. Is it too little, too late, or is it just about right?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge,